Ben Sean at his home in Roosevelt, New Jersey, April 14, 1964. The interviewer is Richard K. Dowd. So I'd like to start with just sort of a general background, what you were doing
prior
to the time and how you managed to get with
the whole thing. Well, I'll tell you, I share the studio with Walker Evans before any of this came along. And I became interested in photography when I found my own sketching was inadequate. I was at that time very interested in infinite details, you know. And I remember one thing, I was working around 14th Street, and a group of blind musicians were constantly playing there. Mm-hmm. And I would walk in front of them in this crowd and sketch, you know, and sketch, and just walk backwards and sketch. And I found it was inadequate. So I asked my brother to buy me a camera, because I didn't have the money for it then. And he bought me a Leica. And I promised him, and this was a kind of a bold promise, if I don't get in the magazine off the first roll, you can have your camera back. And I did get into a magazine, a theater magazine at the time. Now, my knowledge of photography was terribly limited, I must tell you this, because I thought I'd always ask Walker, you know, to show me what to do and so on. And it was a kind of an indefinite promise that he made. Mm-hmm. And one day when he was going off the South Seas, and as I was helping him into his taxi, I said, Walker, remember your promise to show me how to photograph? He says, well, it's very easy, Ben. F9 on the sunny side of the street, F45 on the shady side of the street, 20th of a second, hold your camera steady. And that was all. And this is the only lesson I ever had. Now, of course, I realized that photography is not the technical facility as much as it is the eye. And this decision that one makes for the moment at which you're going to snap, you know. I was primarily interested in people and the people in action, so that I did nothing photographically in the sense of doing buildings for their own sake or still life or anything like that. Yes. To me, it was just to document myself for my own work. And then someone came down from the Farm Security, or as it was called then, the Resettlement Administration. Yes. I had been recommended by the same woman, Ernestine Evans, who was on the planning board and who had recommended Walker Evans. And I was brought in not in the photographic department at all. I was brought in the thing called special skills. I was to do posters, pamphlets, murals, propaganda in general, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, I believe in this thing, and and to me the word propaganda is a holy word when it's something I believe in, you see.
Right.
So I was offered this job to come down there, but first it was suggested that I take a trip around the country in the areas in which we work to see what it's all about. And I tell you, that was a revelation to me. My experience had been all European. I'd been in Europe for 4 years. I studied there. And my knowledge of New York came, my knowledge of the United States, rather, came via New York and mostly through Union Square, you see.
Pretty still picture.
Well, this is the only picture I had, you see. And when I began to go out in the field, it was a revelation. I did take my camera along, because I felt there wouldn't be enough time to draw all the things that I wanted to do. I did some drawing and did a lot of photography, but I was not part of Stryker's outfit at all. Mm-hmm. I presented them as a gift with my negatives. And I also, for that reason, had the facilities to print them. I started to speak about the revelation that the rest of the country became for me as against what I knew of it. Frankly, I'd never traveled in the United States at all. I'd traveled all over Europe, you know, Africa, but not the United States.
No desire or no...
No. At the time when I did go to Europe, of course, I went there to study. And which was a good idea, I think, still. And the time when I had desire to go to the United States, I didn't have a penny. It was